The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's a numbers game. And, of course, it's Thursday, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, who you can follow on Twitter at Bill Krakman with a K. And, of course, the Wise Cracks podcast with John Orlando in full effect.
Yes. Oh, wow. Thank you for saying this, because I would have forgot.
Okay.
Tonight we're filming here.
Oh.
Not here at the D. We're at Circa tonight. Circa Swim. Derek's going to be on. We're going to film at the halftime. So we're going to go halftime. Derek's coming on with us at 7 p.m. tonight over at Circa Swim. So Wisecrack Podcast, me, John Orlando, a couple of producers. According to John, I don't know how his girlfriend's going to like this so much. John says he's bringing 10 G-string girls over with him. I don't know, like, where he's getting them from, or, but
there it is.
We were actually supposed to have Dana White come on, but he can't get down here. But we're going to have him on another podcast, though. He's agreed to come on with us. But yeah, so it's Circa Swim tonight. Now, this is so bad that I'm unprepared. Can people just walk up to see us?
I was just going to ask you that. I was going to. Can people just walk up and high five you?
Yeah, could people? Because I'm like saying on Twitter, come on down and join us, and they're going to tell the security guard that crack told me to join him. Look. Here's my phone.
You knew about the girls. You didn't know about whether people can come up and say
no,
hi.
No, but I would think they'd be able to go up to Circa Swim just to say hi, right?
By the way,
that escalator is stupid.
Oh man.
It's amazing.
It's the longest escalator I've ever seen.
By the way, do they realize people drink at the pool?
Yeah. I've wondered about that, too.
On the way down, people have to go.
What Bill is referring to is on the way to the Circa Swim, on the way to Circa Swim pool, there is a very narrow escalator that is like, again, if you're in DC, it's like a DuPont Circle escalator. It's like super steep and narrow, and it does.
Is it that narrow? It just feels like a regular escalator.
No, Gil's right.
It's a sliver, narrow escalator.
With walls on both sides.
It adds to the effect.
And the steepness of it. It's so steep. It's intimidating.
It's like a roller coaster.
You know what? I can imagine if you're out there, you know, doing a couple shots on the way home, it's definitely a roller coaster.
By the way, I know people. Yeah. Do you know people who are like have an escalator phobia?
Sure. Sure, I do.
No, but like I got heights issues, so don't get me wrong. Like, yeah. I've been on that thing before, and I'm like, all right,
this is massive. If you have a height issue, this wouldn't bother you.
Yeah, it doesn't bother
because they're walls.
But yes, I understand walls, why that would bother.
But maybe it's more than six stories. It's big. It's tall.
Is it six stories?
This is a story, right? Okay. Right here, and where we're at here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's six stories.
Okay. Right, yeah. You might be right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is.
I guess four. I guess
really?
Under six.
By the way, is this a?
I'll go over for a couple dimes.
Is this a positive advertisement for Circa Swim? I don't know.
Oh no, it is. Oh, well, listen. You go outside and see Circa Swim.
Right.
It's sick.
It's amazing.
And if you want to get vertigo, you can also go on the escalator.
Right.
It's a great thing.
They have an elevator too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They have an option.
But Circa Swim is sick.
I mean, Circa Swim is.
If you like the pool, if you like to hang out in a pool and hang out and watch the games, you can bet the games from the pool. Those beautiful big billboards and TVs out there.
You know what's so funny? We got to give Derek Stevens credit for this. When Derek Stevens first said, you know, hey, swimming in the summer and sports, what, you know, like who wouldn't love, right? Like, because this is what he loved. Who wouldn't love this kind of thing? And I remember Wishnev was here at the time, and Wishnev goes, are people really going to want to be in a pool in July watching like a Brewers, you know, Padres game and a Tuesday afternoon or whatever it is. Turns out they do. But it was like open skeptics. Like, really, is this gonna work? It's the greatest pool in town. Yeah.
But I know they charge you to get in the summer. I don't think they're gonna charge you to get in now. I don't think. Boy, if I'm wrong, that's terrible.
Greatest sports book. Greatest pool in town. Okay, so we have a couple questions here for you. Let's take. Let me just read some tweets. We get tweets at the beginning of the book. DK Mike from Buffalo says, crack is right. I come out monthly from Buffalo. I canceled my last trip in October. I'm waiting for this to be over. I love Las Vegas. I'll be back November 22nd when it's all over. Hope all is well. Till then. Joe Nigro saying, not sure if you've seen your immaculate grid today, but it's interesting. Check it out. Okay. I will. Mike Stacks. Have you seen the Survivor Sweat Marketplace? Amazing how people are buying entries with so many top teams used. I can just imagine if you have top teams saved, what price people could ask for. With that said, I will be holding my nose on the Chargers versus the Bears. Yes, the Chargers would be my survivor play when I was mapping it out this week again, because I've already used teams like the Bills and the Ravens, and you got to save the Lions and Circa. So, yes, sadly, it would be the Chargers that we'd have to sweat through this week. But yeah, those people who are buying survivor entries, I wonder how, what percentage. You would think that they're all, you know, looking at, okay, what teams have been used in this particular entry that I'm buying. Most of these are chalky that are still remaining.
So, wait, this is new to me. People are actually buying it on the illegal black market, obviously.
I don't know that it's illegal. I don't think it's illegal.
I shouldn't say illegal. That's wrong.
It's not illegal. Yeah,
okay. You're just buying a steak.
Well, you're buying the whole thing. But like the intrinsic value, we always say, we come on the show and we're like, okay, well,
how much they're worth,
the intrinsic value of what they're worth. And I said, you know, this week it's, I don't want to get the exact number for everybody, but it's over $7,000 per entry, right? But it's not a static number, really.
Okay.
Because if you've used all those $7,217.29, by the way, if you've used, you know, Niners and Bills and the Chiefs, yours isn't really worth that, which is, again, why I used Washington that week, right? Because it's like, mine's not worth anything. Because it's, I've used all the good teams. I'm going to hit a wall eventually anyway. I got to take some risks. But if you, this year, what Mike Stacks is saying is a great point. This year, if you have an entry currently where it's actually like, oh, I used Washington and I used the Giants that one week early when that, you are, like, if you power rated the entries, you're in good shape, big time good shape this year.
Well, put this in your intrinsic value. I'm a street guy.
Yeah. Put this in your
intrinsic. Who do you trust to win millions of dollars and pay you? And so know whose entry you're buying. You better have a lawyer contract drawn up.
Great point.
Because there's not a lot. Listen, everyone has a number. And when it gets to the millions, you have reached the golden number. It's like getting the golden Willy Wonka ticket. So, who's trusting someone with $1 million here? And by the way, it could be much more than that.
Wait. Let's clarify. What are you suggesting, that someone who will sell this?
Yeah, on a handshake.
If they find out that person won the whole dealio.
Yeah, they say, I don't know you.
Will magically reappear and say, hey, that's my entry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never. It's not going to happen.
You're probably right.
Sorry. But, you know, this happened before with some World Series of Poker winners and stuff. You know, it's not going to happen. You better have a lawyer contract written up. I'm sorry to be so, you know.
It's great advice.
I know, again, I'm going to use that word that we have on the show. I know the human condition. So
that reflects the human condition.
Well, there was a chop last year, right? Was it Millions or Survivor? I forget. There was a chop.
There was a chop. Right? Are we allowed to talk about that? I don't know. I know that I heard rumor there was an internal
chat. That's what I heard.
Well, no, I say internal. The four guys that were in,
right?
They went around, but they could do that.
We're allowed to talk about it. It's just that that Circa cannot be involved.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
And we don't know any of the details. Yeah. Like, I don't know any of the details. Yeah.
I think they chopped, like, I don't know. Let's say it was like $1.5 million each, and played for the extra million, something like that.
Something like that. It was a creative chop. Yeah, it was a creative chop.
So what's the current intrinsic value, Gil, of a survivor entry?
$7,217.29.
Man, I'd be selling in a minute.
You'd be selling.
That'd be that easy.
Honestly, Kelly's right. But with 1,700, you'd want to sell off some pieces.
If mine was like the ones I had, where it was all chalk, I'd absolutely consider selling it.
Yeah, yes. The chalk.
100%. I'd try to sell.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you, Bill. This is Steven Vegas, who, by the way, has a Arizona-Texas exacta. He has Texas beating Arizona in the World Series at 175-1.
Wow, money goes to money. All right.
He says, would love to hear your thoughts on the culinary union strike that started this week and led to arrests yesterday. With F1 coming, seems like a good time for the union to leverage a protest to get what they want. Oh, yeah, throw that in the mix.
I've seen a little of that, but I'm not familiar with it. But anything that involves food that's on strike, I'm pissed. So I'll just let you know. So
not into it.
Yeah. Get to the contract table. Let's get this open. We need restaurants open.
Kelly, you want me to save this other one? I'm gonna set up this other one, and then we're gonna show the video after the break. Okay. But this is from Mike Rouse. We'll set it up here, and then Kelly will have the video ready to go. But you had a tweet. And Mike Rouse is reacting to it. He says, if possible, can you spend a few minutes on this topic today with Bill on the show? And it was your Sour Rooter Alert tweet.
Yesterday. You know, it's been 18 hours, and that's past my number one tweet of the guy screaming at the OTB on Long Island. This is past it. And Howard Stern retweeted that, and it got 750,000 views. This, in 18 hours, has almost 1.1 million views. And I didn't expect that.
Howard Stern retweeted this?
No, Howard Stern retweeted the other one.
Oh, okay.
And this one got more views. So.
Oh, wow.
People are really, you know, interested in this, and I probably should have explained myself better.
Let's please explain. Yes.
Yeah. So there's bonus machines, and there's certain machines that a lot of the hustlers and the people, you know, stand behind the machines and they wait for you to get off because someone else built up the value by playing on the bonuses on the machine. So they'll build up the value. Let's say I'll use an old one. Mm-hmm. It used to be called Diamond Mines. So once they get a diamond goes into the bank. Once it gets to 10, it breaks and you get all 10 diamonds times at a dollar amount for each one. Well, same exact thing here. People are doing the same thing. They're walking away when there's 8 diamonds, which when someone is supposed, like me or anyone else, you know, that sharp, sits down. So what people are doing, actually, they're sitting down when they're supposed to be watching, and they're not, you know what I mean? Like they don't realize it because they're tourists. They're having fun. And, you know, some of the guys on here put some, there's some fantastic responses that actually break it down better than me, one of which I want to read when we come back from break here after 30 seconds.
Yeah, we'll have the video.
All right, we'll have the video as well.
Yep. By the way, real quick, what was the guess on the stadium swim, how high it was? 6'4". Actual number 5. Thank you, Big
really?
Flair, you for
right in the middle.
That in.
Yeah. My over 4 minus 50. I told you that was a big bet for me.
5-story escalator.
Yeah.
I like it. Well worth the price of admission alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well
just
worth.
Go up and down.
That's right. Just go up and down. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this slot stuff that Bill got over 1 million views on. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
College basketball is about to tip off, and now's the time to get your copy of our annual betting guide. This year's guide includes Matt Heumann's top 25 rankings, who could be this season's Florida Atlantic, all 32 conferences previewed, Wooden Award candidates, futures, and season-long prop bets. The only way to get the guide is to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $120 and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do until May 1st. That's all college basketball season long, March Madness and beyond, for only $120. Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, and Bill Krakenberger here as well. By the way, I did make one futures college basketball play months ago. Alabama, 60-1 to win it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Months ago?
Months ago, yes.
What led to that bet?
Me and Michael Montesano were talking about it. Michael Montesano, who won the first booby prize at Circa.
Huh.
And it's just sort of like a Ken Palm juxtaposed against odds kind of brain dead sort of bet. Yeah.
I wanted to explain a little bit more because I thought we were doing this next segment, so I wasn't prepared. So let me tell you, I put on the video sour rooter. Now, what that means is someone's standing behind you rooting against you. They're sour and they're sour rooting. It's an old New York word from the 20s, literally.
Not openly, just quietly rooting against you.
Sometimes, no, not openly. No, but. Yeah. But as this person says here, I want to explain some of my people that responded, which I got about 300 responses here. So here's the good explanation. They hang around machines with any sort of a progressive, and when you lose enough that they think it's profitable, they do a combination of standing way too close behind you, blowing smoke at you. I've seen this firsthand, blowing smoke at you over your shoulder, staring or walking past you while you're trying to get you to leave so they can play.
The stare down.
Now, I got to be honest with you. That kind of intimidation factor hasn't happened to the big guy, me.
Because if it did.
But if it did, I'm not going after anybody, but I mean, I'm just going to grab the cigarette out of your mouth. I can't stand smoke anyway. So, but I've seen that. I was like, oh my God. And the poor old people, I feel bad for the seniors. I've watched it happen.
It's horrible.
But now, let me just tell you what happened. And there's one more definition. And then this guy said, if they succeed, they hammer the machine until the progressive resets to the lowest value and then wait for more people to play again to drive the progressive way up and repeat. They're completely shameless. Let me just tell you, though, I won't purposely go out of my way to do a lot of the machines like this, these bonus machines.
There's a video.
But I will, and the video's up right now. There the video, the video's up, and it just basically just shows four people standing around with the two people playing the progressive machine. They're standing around, literally.
Look at them.
Yeah, they're just waiting to jump on the chum in the water. That's what they're just waiting there. And by the way, some people know they've been playing for a while. They know they're not going to leave during the progressive. The people that are there, but yes, there are people that get up. And by the way, this could be worth thousands and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, if you hit the right combination of something. You're going for a smaller progressive, but you get lucky and hit the bigger ones. Yeah. That's happened to it happened to me once, but it happened to someone I know a half a dozen times. He's hitting 10,000 many, many times, over 10,000, while just trying to play for the $150 or the $300. But so it's worth a dollar amount, but you can lose sometimes too, but it's rare on certain machines. All you right. know to get on at a point where
So here is the question. Is this not being rooted out by casinos?
Unbelievably, no.
Because slots are just not heavily monitored.
Yeah. And even the people in surveillance, the security and stuff, they don't know what's going on. They don't gamble a lot of them.
But this is my point. The fact is, like, we all know if somebody's doing something, if there's shenanigans going on at a blackjack table, surveillance is, or the eye in the sky
they're
is
taught,
watching this.
They're taught to watch for card counters, hole counters, ace tracking, shuffle tracking.
But nobody's watching the slots in the same way.
That's correct.
That's why they're still
doing
this.
That's why they need someone like your friend. I'm not going to say it unless you say it.
Yeah.
Your friend. To if he's looking for a position, they could pay him literally 60 grand a year for a 30-hour consultancy every week and show him different things and save the casino literally 50 times his salary. 50.
So can we?
This is only one little thing.
And so let's just talk about this briefly. So in my brief sample size experience with this, when you bring this up to casinos, the response is, they'll be offended.
Stuttering.
They'll be offended. Or the other one is, I'm really busy. And so you think to yourself, you're like, okay, what's at play there? And Kelly was mentioning this off air too. There's so many dynamics. One of which is, some people at certain levels are insecure about their own jobs. They don't want to
make a decision that can literally cost them their cushy paycheck they're stealing themselves. So they don't want to. And it goes back to my tweet last week. I put a tweet up like earlier in the week on a Monday. Nothing. All it said is nobody cares with the Bronx Tale. And it just meant generally about almost anything in 2023. That's what this is, too. They don't want to be bothered. They just want to go about their job and not make a decision. Really, though, the CEO, the president of the casino, people up at the top would want to make the company more money because it reflects on their bonuses.
Well, I'm about to go that way because I'm just like, you only have to spend 20 minutes with him. And it's not only this, what we were talking about.
This is actually, mention this. There's so many things going on in casinos.
Yeah, this is not even the biggest thing.
No.
I'm just talking about like the way that they dole out comps is so inefficient.
That is unbelievable. You're talking about this.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing that bothers me.
Yes.
Is they go by a computer system that's antiquated, that's so skewed towards the casino, like the theoretical.
Yeah.
And I hope I didn't cut you off.
No.
The theoretical, the way the theoreticals are, they're not the real theoreticals. In other words, let's say I go to a blackjack table. I'm a good sized player.
Yeah.
I want the table by myself. I want to take a $20,000 mark. I want the table by myself. Well, okay. So you rate me heads up versus the dealer rather than a table full of six people where you're going to get less decisions per hour. The theoretical should be much, much more, much greater.
That's exactly right.
Much greater for that single person playing alone, getting in triple the hands, four or five times the hands. That's only one example of the theoretical. Other is the game. The theoreticals are just plain wrong. Casino executives have told me this from multiple different casinos. The theoretical's wrong. It's skewed towards the house. You have to have some street smart, some common sense involved. Here you have Joe Blow that comes in literally six times a year to your casino, and he loses $25,000 a year. He's dedicated to your casino. He comes to your place, and you turn him down for even a buffet comp for two, because he said, "You know what? Right now, Joe, your Theo's only worth one buffet comp, but I'm using a nice strip casino. It's only worth one buffet comp. Charge it to your room. They always want you to charge it to your room. By the way, I'm one that I hate when they say charge it to your room, because I live here. I don't have a room, but even if I do, I try to get around that, because they always want to. When they say charge it to your room, they know what they're doing? Passing the buck. Passing the buck to someone at the end of your trip that's going to say, well, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to pick up 40% of your bill. So they're still not giving you your full comp bill that you're probably entitled to anyway. But it's aggravating. There's so many different things, Gil. They need to know that more, that part of the business. That's why you need a casino host. When you go to a casino, I know most people out there think, well, I don't play enough to get a casino. Yes, you do. Yeah. Trust me. You play enough to get a casino host. When you go in a casino, go to the host office, get their card, talk to them a little bit. They only get paid by helping people. So you're definitely entitled to more. Listen, don't go by those kiosks. Give me a break. Those kiosks are not showing you the right comp value. Do not go by them. Use a host. Make sure next time you know. If not, tell them I sent you in. Use a host.
If they spent 20 minutes with this friend of mine, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It would make such an impact on their bottom line if they hired him as a consultant.
Sure.
Right? Just
sure.
A consultant. It would impact their bottom line, but it is amazing. And I don't think this is a casino gaming specific problem in this world. I think in most industries, if you in any way threaten anyone's security,
yes.
Their expertise, you just have to. It is tough to.
That's
get,
my wife talking. She says the same thing. Goes, Bill, it's every industry.
It's every industry. She's right. It's not just ours.
I think it's ours more. Are we too close to the sun?
We are too close to the sun. I think it's ours more because we are too close to the sun, and I'd probably bet that ours is a little more. But it's every industry.
But sometimes, you know, it all comes down to the money, right? So, like, sometimes you have businesses, and, like, I think you're right. This is every business we're talking about. But you have a business out there that needs new ideas to change losses into profits, right?
Right.
Some of these casinos just have money flowing in. That's what we're talking about, like, who's even if you know it's an issue, you're going to be the guy who's going to risk your job by bringing up a very small issue on the actual bottom line of what the casinos are bringing in.
Yeah,
that's why I think a lot of the big reason
you're
why
right.
it doesn't happen.
You're right. That's a dynamic.
It's
too.
Another, and that's other businesses, right? If it's working well, even if you think you have an idea to make it better, or are you willing to ruffle the status quo?
Getting back to your original point, that's why like the only person that is truly incentivized to listen is like the guy, the man or woman at the very very,
very
top who's right. like, wait a minute, right. listen to that guy right there.
I will tell you though, you know, I say they don't do anything. One of the largest casino corporations in this town did do something about 3 weeks ago. They got rid of all the slot hustlers.
Oh, they did.
Individually took their cards and they trespassed them and said, you're not allowed to be here. Because it's a private property after all. So they did trespass them.
Yeah.
That made the other casinos' properties, like the Caesars properties, the Wynn property. I can't believe all the hustlers in the Wynn.
Let me just ask.
And Caesars.
Let me just ask this as we go to commercial.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a Bill Krakenberger violence event at one of these if they aggravate you?
No. I'm not violent. I got palm olive hands. I saved that for other people.
Sports Betting Network.
Hey, don't forget on DraftKings Sportsbook this week, new customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Download the app. Use the promo code VEGAS when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Gil Alexander, don't forget Megapod coming out later today, the Beating the Book Megapod. Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I welcoming Dr. Bob to the show. The guests on the Megapod this year, they're always great. First of all, generous, insightful. But man, has everybody brought it this year. Everybody. It's just been unbelievable.
Everybody's so generous. Like, that is.
No pressure, Bob.
That is the one. We're not Pat McAfee, and we ain't tossing out $1 million to everybody coming on the show.
No, we're not doing
everybody
that.
Does this for free, including Bill down here every in person.
I'm looking for cab fare. I mean, I don't want nothing, you know. Just pay the parking bill or something. Anything.
It's Tony,
breakfast.
It's Tony Farmer at not to go away from your point there.
No,
this is Tony Farmer at Beating the Book. He said the way the Survivor Marketplace works is that the seller still retains 1% ownership, zero pick making rights. So the original owner has to meet the new owner in Vegas. In the future, I hope there are options to sell 50%, 75%, etc. ownership, and not just 99%, 1%.
Wow,
that's interesting.
Very good.
This is from Los Vegas 5140. This is a DMV tweet. He says, yo, that DuPont Circle escalator doesn't come close to the Wheaton Station escalator. 230 feet long.
Where's that at?
Vertical rise of 115 feet.
Wow.
Next time you come home, check it out, or maybe not. LMAO. That is in Wheaton, Maryland.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wheaton, Maryland.
Wheaton.
Yeah. And then Sports Pick Magic. The Bill Krakenberger intro music for Unscripted with Gil is one of the highlights of my week. Just need to add a smoke machine, a boxing robe, and a crown, and I think it would be 11-10. Let's see. Stringfellow Hawk. I usually come out to Vegas for Halloween and convention at the Sands. Sounds like I picked a year to stay home.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a couple here, too.
Please.
This is a person that doesn't follow me, weirdly, because I think it's he or she. Skylar, is that a he or she?
Usually a girl.
Girl, okay. Yeah, yeah. But however, if it's she, fine. She has some great tweets. Oh, man. She's always involved in really good tweets of mine and her own. In the old days.
Wait, well, what's that? Kelly's laughing.
It could be a man?
Kelly's laughing.
No. Go on, please.
Skylar.
Yeah, Skylar.
Well, you think Skylar from Breaking Bad. Right? Wasn't the wife that Breaking Bad?
Yeah, you're right. No, I think it's girls. Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know, it's 2023-24 here. We don't know what really.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. In the old days, we called them miners. Surveyed the floors for machines that had credits left or coins in the tray. Yes, Skylar, you're right. However, this is something people don't know. I think you can actually be arrested. It's definitely illegal. If you go around and see a credits in a machine for a dollar and cash it out, security will throw you out of the casino if they're told to throw you out.
In other words, if it's not yours,
it's machine credits. They go around looking at machine credits and stealing them out of. Kelly, you've done this, right?
No, I have not. It's just that we might.
I know someone.
Security guy said yes. I'm right.
No, hold on. Let's just say we might have run into someone in our past. Really enjoyed doing that, and we said to him.
They walked around doing this. You a friend of yours?
We said to him, didn't we?
Oh yeah.
You probably don't want to do that.
You can tell me. Is it Todd?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Todd would never.
No, I know.
Are
I'm
you kidding
joking.
Me?
I'm joking.
No, Todd would never.
Just a little, fun. Have a little fun.
No. This is somebody else who will remain nameless. But he was not arrested. He was finally found. No, he wasn't even. He was told, hey, don't do that anymore.
That's a nice way to do it.
Also, yeah. Given the, hey, we've noticed.
I got to tell you something.
Very nice. I'm friends with some security guys around town. Yeah. One downtown, and they threw the person, walked him to the door, and threw him out of the casino.
So funny. We looked right at each other. We're like, oh, I've heard this before. Okay.
Yeah. Now let me tell you when it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Someone hits a jackpot, a hand pay for $1,500.
Yeah.
They're so excited. They played a quarter machine. They hit a hand pay. They still had $83.75 in the machine, and they just got the hand pay and left. Left the $83 in there. That is something that the hustlers will look for. You know what I mean? So Skylar's right that was called that machine credits. I told you last week on the show there was overpayers in the Atlantic City. I remember the old Taj Mahal, which is the Hard Rock now. They had machines with the coins coming in and out. You would actually go through the casino and put a $20 bill on each machine and hope in 21, just cash out, hope 21 coins come out instead of 20, and you know it's an overpayer. So it's basically like going to an ATM machine, getting an extra 10% or 5% or 2% on your payouts. That used to happen a lot too. So listen, we're just talking about old stuff here. Someone said something. It could be, it says means no disrespect. It might be disrespect. I don't know. So hi, Jesse. How are you? I mean no disrespect.
Uh-oh.
But listening to Bill Krakman as long as I have, I always find it funny how his social media success that he is. LOL. It's like, how much of a social media? I don't really think I'm a big social media success. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate that. But then maybe it's an insult. I don't know. He says, let's get back to the end of it. I blew this. I always find it funny how into his social media success that he is, laugh out loud. It's like the one quality that doesn't fit the rest of his persona.
Uh-oh.
So is that an insult? It might be. Why? What's the rest of my persona?
I think what he was saying was he adores you madly, except this one thing seems inconsistent with
it. If I knew that, I wouldn't have talked about it.
Was that a correct interpretation?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the way I would describe it, though, is that Bill does a great job of branding himself. Like, we are in a business here, an entertainment business, the three of us, at different, you know, doing different things.
100%.
And you need to be able to sell yourself a little bit.
Well, you know what? Listen, if I came on here and talked about analytics and every individual game and stuff, it's so tough to break things down.
I was just going to suggest.
That's not fun. You know, it's fun talking about the hustlers, the scammers, the fleas, the ways to get comps, the way to get over on casinos. Sorry about that, Mr. Security Guy. But, you know, the way to get extra things out of casinos, the 7-star benefits, the little things about the 7-star lounges in Atlantic City, and just little things that you need to know, working part. Rather than knowing that something is worth 4.32 this week instead of the line is 4. Not that I make it fun anyone does that. I'm just saying in general.
Fezzik's going to text you right now.
No. Steve's my number one guy.
Listen,
are you kidding me?
It's so funny you bring that up, because I was just going to suggest that next week we start a segment, Analytics with Bill Krakenberger.
Oh, God. No, that's not me. That's not
going to happen.
That's not me. But it's just nice. It really is amazing what people love video. I could talk about it. Now, listen. I'm a professional sports bettor. I make my living betting sports. I pay more taxes on that than any of my media gigs. And I do make good money on some media gigs. Not this one, but other ones. But, you know, go back to that. But I'll just tell you, that's my number one way. I talk about that stuff once in a while. I talk about things that are the teaser pricing and what you should look for and how to, get the most out of your sports book. I talked about on my podcast last week about how you should use bonus bets. You shouldn't go and bet 11 to 10 on a bonus bet. If you get $200, bonus bet, you're supposed to bet an underdog, something with a plus. That's the better ROI long term for you. I'll talk about that stuff, but I'll get 10,000, 15,000 views. And I'll talk about something like this casino little gaffe here, and it gets 1 million views. That's what gets the views.
It is a reminder that we are still a little corner of the world here, right?
That's very good.
Yes.
It really is.
Just in terms of, here's how Chrissy used to put it, right? He probably still does put it this way, by the way. It's that the pie, I'll just use my words, the pie for a casino's revenue, right? The sports book is a sliver of that pie.
Okay.
But from a marketing standpoint, the sports book is a massive part of that.
Especially bike. Circa.
Because nobody's doing a slot show.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
We're not doing two hours on slots.
Anthony Curtis does that, a great Las Vegas advisor one. I have 2 minutes here. Am I staying here, or are you guys throwing me out of the building?
You can stay even after we're gone.
No, I'm saying, okay.
When we go home, you can still be here.
Well, I want to just tell you something. I'll leave. I just wanted to tell you something, though. So I pick up my friend. We come down here, and he's like, oh, my, there's going to be a big crowd, right? Like, are we going to get there early enough? Early enough? He's the only one here. Like, he doesn't realize. Now we have two security guards, though, just in case he does something wrong. We have
down.
A mutual friend. We have a mutual friend that is a dealer here in town. Makes a ton of money. I'm not going to say where he works. Makes a ton of money. That's a big hint. So I just found out.
I know where.
That he also drives for Uber 5 days a week. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold it. Why would he have to drive for Uber? He's got one of the top jobs in the city. And then I realized, and this is something people don't know at home. You know, it was like the movie Casino when Joe Pesci said was loaning money out to the dealers. They're all degenerates and gamblers anyway. Now, I'm not saying they all are. Of course not. But I forgot this guy's got a weekly crap habit. And my friend tells me, oh, yeah, you know, he blows thousands of dollars a week sometimes.
This is true. This is not just dealers.
Blackjack.
This is like everyone. Vegas employee.
You go to a waiter, a waitress, a bartender.
Remember the old
they all gamble.
The old Hard Rock Diner?
Yeah.
I used to hang out there eating back in the day. And then, like, you'd walk back to your room. You'd be like, hey, wait a minute. You're like, Kayla, is that your whole paycheck you're putting in there? It's always Kayla, by the way.
This is the reason why there's local casinos. I mean, they're building a brand new, beautiful diamond on Durango Station. I mean, this is why you have all these local casinos. They're not for the tourists.
You been on Commons down there, the food?
No.
Across the street from Durango?
Oh, I heard it was great.
It's great.
We're DraftKings home offices. Yeah. I got to stop in there and start talking to those guys. Take some app bets from me. You know, they're great, those guys. I like those guys, too. But I heard there's an Italian restaurant there. I heard it's great.
We're coming back. More with the Crack Man. Numbers Game. Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event, date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, betting guides, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now and get access to everything we do through May 1st for only $120 at vsin.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland. Before we move, look at that shot. I haven't seen that shot down the bar.
Oh, where's that at?
Is that here? That's us. Yeah. That's you. It's calling you.
That's we're
trying to find a seat.
That's really nice.
Try to find a seat. Yeah. That's right.
Book ahead of time.
Try to find a seat.
It's a nice view.
I want to thank Doug Wedge, who is one of our listeners.
We never did this, did we?
We didn't do it on air, and we are horrible human beings for not having done so. Completely. You did on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
Doug Wedge is a listener of ours in Toronto. We love Toronto, big time. And by the way, have you ever been to Toronto before?
No, I've been to Montreal about five times.
Toronto, beautiful people, smart people, cosmopolitan, great city.
And I heard that's more of English speaking than Montreal, I heard.
Oh, yeah. Right, Montreal is different. Montreal is Quebec.
Yeah, Quebec.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so Doug Wedge comes up in here. Doug Wedge made a lot of money from long shots. And listen to our NCAA March Madness podcast, where he made tons of money based a lot on the advice given on that podcast. And, you know, we do what we do, and some predictions land with some folks. And Doug made lots of money on both of these things. And so he came in here and he gave Kelly a Rory McIlroy card. I'm sorry?
Colin Morikawa.
Okay, well, by Rory McIlroy, what I meant was Colin Morikawa. A Colin Morikawa card.
Yeah.
And he gave me, and I'm just like, I'm so touched by this.
It was really
a 1986 Topps traded Barry Lamar Bonds card.
Wow.
And I'm just like floored by that. And so I just want to say to Doug Wedge again, thank you so much. You shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't have. We don't require that, but really thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts.
It was incredible. Yeah. Doug, thank you. We got to talk to him for a while. Always a great longtime fan of the show, both primetime action and a numbers game.
Yeah.
Much appreciated. It was really, really cool of him. Really nice of him. Like you said, completely unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. We thank you so, so very much. Football again tonight. Buffalo and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buffalo up to a 9-point favorite behind us here at Circa 10. Mm-hmm. The total 43.5. I just want to give again the stat that I gave earlier on the show, which is, you know, again, these are two defenses that give up lots of yardage, but thus far in the season have not given up that many points. And that's a result of both teams being very high on the takeaways and being really good in the red zone, combination of those two things. And Buffalo obviously has a trio of season-ending injuries on defense, with Matt Milano being perhaps the most significant of those. And so my angle on this is probably the over, because I don't think that those bend-don't-break defenses are going to be sustainable. And so 43.5, I would lean to the over here. So honestly, if you were looking, you know, for the, you know, teaser leg, we always talk about Buffalo when it was 8.5, played that. But this, for me, you know, there's some people who are insist on doing a teaser in the very same game. They do, as we know, right? And I'm not advocating, but to me, the lean would be the Buffalo downwards and then the tease to the over. Not advocating that, but I'm just saying.
Let me tell you, now that you're talking about it, we can get into a little talk about teasers.
Yes, please.
I'll tell you why.
Wow.
About this particular, listen, I know I go by this, I've been around the sharpest guys in the world. No one teases teasers, teases totals. However, when you're putting up totals of 35 and 36 and 37, there may be some factors, not just blindly betting over. I'm just looking, because I did see like a 35.5 earlier. I might have moved. No, Tennessee, Atlanta, 35.5 under 15. You're talking almost 35. And there is some games 36, 37, 36.5. When you have games under 37, there may be a little bit of, you know, maybe you should tease certain totals. I've been told that from the same mathematical guys that told me you never tease totals. So, because usually the average total in the NFL, you know, was 45, 46, 48 a couple of years ago. Now it's down to 43.9. So you're talking some of the games are going to be 37, not 35, but there may be some, you know, it's so easy to go over 35. Now you're taking, you know, you want to take 7 points off that or six, whatever it is. You know, you're 28 points
First week of preseason, right, when the totals were all really low.
Then you tease totals.
Then we tease the heck out of them.
Yeah, totals of 31.
It's a one-week thing that we talked about in preseason, and then we discard it after that. But it's the same sort of principle that you're talking about, which is, I mean, how hard can this be to go over these numbers?
But yeah, Bill Krakenberger still won't do it, just to let you know.
In the preseason?
No, now.
Oh,
now.
No.
I still won't do it now. Yeah. But yet I know people do it. And you know what's funny? I'm on like at least four or five shows during the week with some people, and I can't believe the guest. I'm the guest of a certain show. The host of that show tells me, "Oh yeah, I like it. I'm teasing the total down tonight on tonight's game," and it's his show. I don't want to embarrass him, but I'm like, haven't you learned anything from listening to me all this time?
You have to couch it by saying, as I did, you know, there's a segment of the audience that just insists on doing this. It was the debate that we talked about. I talked about this a little bit on Bet the Process. You can tell people. You know, you can, what's the expression? You can lead them to water. You can teach them to fish. Where you can lead them to water.
Lead them to water.
Lead them to water. You can't make them drink.
I
mixed up two things. And there's always going to be a segment that's going to be like, yeah, that's great, but I'd like to do this anyway. And so that you have to be aware that
very good.
If I use my buddy Tommy in D.C. as representative of that group, and I love Tommy dearly, but Tommy is going to get a standalone game like tonight's, and he's just going to be like, that's great, Gil. I want your wonderful advice. Thanks so much, but I'm going to do it my way. And so they're going to, people don't generally care. It's like what Darren Rovell said, and he got roundly booed for it at that conference at BetBash. But he's right. Most people are just going to do what they're going to do. Doesn't make it right, but you just have to be aware they're out
there. Going back to my Monday tweet, I put nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Everyone's going to do what they're going to do anyway.
Yes.
Remember Jimmy the Prop Guy? You see me. Jimmy, what are you doing? Guy. Why are you telling them
Jimmy the Prop things? Guy used to get so mad at us. Yes. Oh.
I said, Jim, they're going to play what they want anyway. It doesn't matter. They're going to play what they want. They're going to listen to us for maybe one bet, but they're still going to play their other eight bets. It's funny. I had something to talk about here, and it's going by what you're saying.
Yeah.
So Steve Fez on a show earlier this week talking about someone going 55 and 45 hitting 55%.
Yep.
Just like Jimmy Vaccaro said on Action, the show we were both on, 55% is a great year.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. You could say 60 and 40, even better than that. I'm going to go 6-4 every week. And people say the same thing. What? Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
They're going to do what they want anyway. But meanwhile, I'm in this for the long term. I have losing weeks. I even have losing months. But I went a couple of years without having a losing month, amazingly. But I have losing months. But in the end of the year, the book's got no chance. Why am I thrown out everywhere? Why am I thrown out of so many casinos for using my brain?
Your point is great. It's pardon me. I usually say 59% just so to have the five in the front. If you go 59%, the average person says to you, you're not that good.
I'm gonna make seven figures with 59%, by the way.
I can do better than that, right? Like that's the reaction. That's the reaction. And it's just, it's not mathematically sound to have that reaction. So, but that is the reality. And so, and what goes against that? Why is that troubling? It's troubling because there's always going to be some charlatan out there.
Yeah.
And that person was also in
action. TikTok world.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's like, I'm hitting this amount. I hit this future. You know, and so there's always a new generation coming up that is going to be susceptible to that.
Listen, I was out with one of the influencers that has, you know, a million followers, and he made $8 million this year. $8 million on TikTok.
Yeah.
Between TikTok and the company that he's representing, they pay him so much per head. He asked me so many questions. I'm like, this kid's made $8 million this year. He's asking me. They don't even know. They just know. Young, good-looking kid, maybe have a beautiful backpack, has a Maybach, and that's what means that to anything to anyone.
Beautiful backpack.
Yeah. What's the thing? What's
going to have that Louis Vuitton backpack?
Louis Vuitton. That's what he had. So you got a Louis Vuitton backpack. You know, like sneakers that cost $2,600. I'm not spending more than $100 on sneakers, by the way.
Do you think there's anybody out there who heard Maybach and heard $8 million and then was not impressed. And then when you said that's the beautiful what they backpack, want. They were like, wait a minute. Yeah. What?
The beautiful backpack. And it doesn't matter. Young 21-year-old, good-looking kid. And by the way, he's a nice kid. I really liked him.
Yeah.
And he's, but, I mean, it's just amazing how you're telling people things. And, you know, I need to know factual numbers and stuff. These kids will believe anything. This under 30 crowd, is that what it is? Or is it now under 35 even? They'll believe anything. Now, this is not people listening to this show. These are very astute people that want information. They're not going to really get a lot from our show, our joking around show. But they're going to get information about the industry, too. Next week, guys, I'm going to have a sick thing to talk about slot-wise about Fountain Blue.
Ooh.
Oh, it's going to be great. You guys are going to love it.
The brand new Fountain Blue?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Miami Beach staple, now in Vegas. Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Billy, as always.
Thank you, guys.
At Bill Crackman for Kelly Bidlin, Gil Alexander. Best Bets is next. I'm going to go do a Megapod now, the Beating the Book Megapod. Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and Dr. Bob. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.